sounds to me that the Supreme Court has upheld the ability of individuals to charge foreign nationals in U.S. court for acts committed off U.S. territory that don't necessarily involve U.S. citizens. This would fall under the Alien Tort Claims Act that gives foreign litigants the opportunity to pursue such claims.
A former Liberian war lord, according to the charges here in the United States, Mr. George Boley, he's being prosecuted in the United States in upstate New York, Buffalo, for extrajudicial killings while he was allegedly a leader of one of the rebel factions in Liberia. With the ruling of the former Somali prime minister, does this open the floodgate now for other alleged war criminals who are in the United States? Can they now be sued?
I think it suggests that the long arm of the law, indeed, has reached further than it had previously. And that's a very good thing in limiting impunity for these horrific crimes. I hope it sends the message that those alleged perpetrators of such acts will find no safe haven within the United States. Indeed, the world is getting to be a smaller place for those responsible or alleged to be responsible for such deeds.
Mr. Dicker, some people would say perhaps the United States is kind of slow because maybe people were expecting that the United States would take the lead earlier on, I guess, because there may be many other people here from different countries who might have committed other crimes. Why do you think now the change in the U.S. position?
I think it may be part of this broader trend that we've seen with the establishment of a number of international courts and tribunals in the last 15 years, along with the use of national law in a growing number of countries to prosecute those accused of crimes committed off the territory of those countries against non-nationals. My point is, and my inference from all this, is the U.S. government is responding to what is an increasingly powerful trend to check the impunity for the commission of these kinds of crimes. And it's a welcome development. It's better late than never.